All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the end of 2017 right around the corner, tax season is almost set to begin, and you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, the inevitable became evitable yesterday as the New York Giants finally decided to clean house as head coach Ben McAdoo and general manager Jerry Reese were relieved of their duties. And I'm going to start off with McAdoo, as in nearly two seasons as a head coach of the Giants, he had a record of 13-15. However, things were not good for Ben McAdoo this season as the Giants were 2-10. They were spiraling out of control. We know about the litany of injuries to their wide receiving core. But then, you know, McAdoo suspended two of his cornerbacks and Dominic Rogers, Cromartie, and Janoris Jenkins. And the big blow for McAdoo came last week when he decided to bench franchise quarterback Eli Manning. Make no mistake about it, and this happened a long time ago, Ben McAdoo lost this team. And you figure this guy came in as the hotshot offensive coordinator that was going to get things turned around for the Giants offense in 2014. That never came to fruition. And once Tom Coughlin was let go by the Giants after the 2015 NFL season, McAdoo assumed a role as a head coach. Now, last year, Ben McAdoo led the Giants to a record of 11-5. They got a wild card spot and they got to the postseason for the first time since 2011. However, that postseason game was marred by the infamous boat trip that the Giants wide receivers core took prior to that contest. Now, looking back on McAdoo's tenure with the Giants, his background was offense, and he never got the offense going because this Giants offense never scored 30 points in a game. And I know there are going to be some people out there that are going to put some blame on Eli Manning, but I'll tell you like this. A quarterback is only as good as the team around him. And this is where Jerry Reese comes into the fray. What offensive line did Jerry Reese give the Giants to work with for the past 5 years? Absolutely none. What running game did Jerry Reese give Eli Manning to work with for the past 5 years? Absolutely nothing. And you look at a speedster like Odell Beckham, he can burn you between the 20s. But the bottom line is, when you get down in the red zone, you got to get sixes as opposed to threes. And the Giants have really lacked on that for a long time. And you go back, and Giants co-owner John Mara will try to, he's been trying to like go away from the fact that the benching of Eli Manning had a lot to do with the firing of Ben McAdoo. It had everything to do with it, because first of all, everybody was on board with this in the organization. When I say everybody was on board with the benching of Eli Manning, I'm talking about McAdoo, I'm talking about Reese, and I'm talking about Mara, because a second year head coach such as McAdoo is not going to have the cachet, so to speak, to pull off a move like that. And I don't think that the Giants really took into consideration the backlash that they were going to receive from the media and the fans alike. It's not like the Giants decided to bench Eli Manning in favor of Davis Webb, who's their third round pick this year. No, the Giants decided to bench Eli Manning in favor of Geno Smith. And if you remember anything about Geno Smith's career as a starting quarterback for the New York Jets, there was no way in the world that the Giants fan base was going to open up to Geno Smith replacing Eli Manning. It's a situation people are going to say, well, Eli's play wasn't that good this season. It wasn't. But the bottom line is, you cannot judge a quarterback if he does not have a team around him. And I think the fact that Ben McAdoo was stubborn to remain with his decision, as far as not having any regrets as far as benching Eli Manning, that only added fuel to the fire of both the media and the fans. This was a PR stunt for the Giants as far as parting with Ben McAdoo, and I'm going to tell you why. The Giants still have three home games this season, starting this Sunday versus the Dallas Cowboys. They also have the Philadelphia Eagles and Washington Redskins, and it's a situation the Giants fans already began turning on this organization. This past Sunday's game was on the road in Oakland, but I guarantee you, John Mara was not brave enough to deal with the fact that he was going to have a stadium not completely full, but there was going to be a decent amount of fans there come Sunday that were going to be booing Ben McAdoo. And every single time that Geno Smith threw an incompletion, they were going to be all over him as well. And John Mara could not afford to do that. Now, in regards to Jerry Reese, it's a situation where the second half of his tenure as Giants general manager was not as good as the first one. Reese became the Giants GM in 2007, and under his tutelage, New York was able to win a pair of Super Bowl championships, one in 2007 and then another in 2011. But the second part of his Giants tenure was not as good because Reese failed to replace a lot of those key players that were a part of those two championship teams for the Giants. You look at their offensive line with the likes of David Deal and Chris Snee. The Giants have never replaced them. You go back to their defensive line with the likes of Justin Tuck and O.C. Umenyora. The Giants never replaced those guys. And not only were those key players, they were also key leaders. And that's a big thing. You look at this Giants roster, even when they are healthy, they don't have a lot of leaders. It's a situation where Jerry Reese, he can find guys in the first round for the most part. He's had some misses, and I'm going to get to that in a minute. But at the same time, what made Jerry Reese's first half of his tenure as Giants general manager so good was that he knew how to draft depth. And that is something that the Giants have gotten away from in the second part of his tenure. And it's unfortunate because, you know, the Giants for the last few years, they really hung Eli Manning out to dry by not putting a good team around him. And that falls into the lap of Jerry Reese. And if you're Jerry Reese, you played the blame game. First, it was the offense under former offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride. You get rid of him and bring in Ben McAdoo. Then it was the defense under former defensive coordinator Perry Fuel. You get rid of him and you bring back Steve Spagnuolo. Then it was the head coach. So you force Tom Coughlin out and you promote McAdoo. Then it's the quarterback. Now there's no other place for you to go. And that is why John Mara showed Reese the door. Now the Giants are going to begin the process of looking for a new general manager as well as a new head coach. They've brought in former GM Ernie Accorsi as a consultant. Right now, assistant general manager Kevin Abrams is running the team on an interim basis, while defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo has been promoted to head coach. And the Giants, they've gone back to putting Eli Manning as their starting quarterback. And of course, Mike Sullivan is going to take care of things on offense while Spags takes care of the on defense. But the bottom line is the damage is already done because Eli's streak is out of the window. And I really think that if the Giants, prior to all of this happening, if the Giants really wanted to do right by Eli, they could have just let him start the last five games of the season, keep your streak going, you're not going anywhere, and then come to him in the offseason and say, you know what, we want to go in a new direction, and we appreciate everything that you've done for this organization, and we are going to look to trade you. However, you let us know what teams that you would be interested in playing for, and we would try to accommodate you on that. But the way that the Giants handled it was plain out classless. The only way I see Eli Manning with the New York Giants in 2018, number one, they have to get a general manager and a head coach that he can relate to. And when I say that he can relate to, it's somebody that they can believe in, that he can believe in, rather. Number two, how much of a rebuild do the Giants want? Do they think they need to go for an all-out rebuild, or they think, you know what, we're going to get a high draft pick, if we can get a running back and we can get Odell Beckham and fix up our offensive line, we have a shot to be competitive again? It comes down to that, because, I mean, granted, they're going to have an easy schedule due to them finishing in last place in the NFC East. And the other thing is this. I think that John Mara needs to apologize to Eli Manning publicly and privately. And don't get me wrong, players get benched all of the time in professional sports, but there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it when a guy has meant so much to an organization for so long. And for so long, when you think about the New York Giants, you think about the word class and how they've handled their situations and how they've taken care of their guys, quote unquote. And this was in this situation right here with Eli Manning, the Giants did not do that. This was unlike the Giants. They got away from their ways. So I think it's important for John Mara to say that. But I'll tell tell you like this. Make no mistake about it. Come Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock when the Giants take the field to take on the Dallas Cowboys at MetLife Stadium, you are going to have full support for Eli Manning. And I think it could be a situation like with what we saw with the New York Mets a few years ago when the fans really rallied around infielder Wilmer Flores when he was basically traded and it took a failed physical on his part to keep him in town. But I look at it like this. I don't see any situation where McAdoo comes back and becomes a head coach in the NFL once again. Quarterbacks coach, offensive coordinator, he's got a shot. But he made the mistake coming in. He tried to be too light and too lenient on his team, and he tried to stiffen up in the second part of his tenure with the Giants, and it did not work out. And I think he was too forceful on the wrong guy. He was forceful on Manning when he really should have been forceful on guys like Odell Beckham Jr., and I think that is a big mistake that Ben McAdoo made. Jerry Reese, it's a little bit different because Reese has been with the Giants organization since 1994. He started off as a scout and he worked his way up through the ranks. But the bottom line is you have to produce. And Jerry Reese, in the last 5 or 6 years as Giants general manager, simply did not do that. So now it's an all-out search for a new general manager and it's an all-out search for a new head coach. I think one name that you can probably get used to hearing as far as a potential replacement for Reese as far as being the Giants GM, former assistant GM for the Giants, and Dave Gettleman, who was the former general manager of the Carolina Panthers. I'm not sure what direction that they are going to go in and head coach, but it's going to be an extensive search. And, of course, first and foremost, you have to find yourselves a GM. But this is a tough time for the New York Giants, and it's really going to be interesting to see with Eli Manning back in the starting lineup, will this team just rally around him for the stretch run here in 2017? So that's going to do it, folks, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets, and if you've the fun and excitement here in 2017. The Cyclones 2018 campaign will begin in June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 14 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.